we're going to kick things off this season with a Cave on Campus interview, and I'm joined this time by head football coach, assistant principal here at Tecumseh School. That's why he was here so early, unlocking the building and letting me in and all that good stuff. His name is Greg Dolson. He joins me now. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back here. I was came on campus here at least once last year. I'm maybe snuck back twice, but things are looking good. The students at this point are happy to be here. I think that'll wane as the fall rolls on, but the vibe around the school has to be pretty good early in the year.
Yeah, we've been really impressed with the students' return to school this year. We've been talking as an administrative team in and around the district, and it's been one of the better years so far for the kids coming back. Great vibe in the building, adjusting to things really well. So I think students are getting back to being students now more so than ever. So it's been really cool to be a part of.
All right, school aside, let's talk about the football team. Going back to week one, get a win against Jackson Northwest. Kind of offense catches fire a little bit late and able to pull away and get that win. And then last week kind of took one on the chin here to what I've been told. It's a very good Whitehall team. What's your assessment of the Indians so far?
You know, week one, we felt good about, you know, Jackson Northwest and the game plan, and we felt like that was a game we should win. We went out and took care of business, and then we looked right at Whitehall, and, internally we were talking about probably one of the better teams that we played here at Tecumseh since I've been here. They reminded me a lot of the 2016 Saline team that we played, the state championship Bulldog team from Chelsea. And no question, we took one on the chin. It's a very good football team. They were semifinalists last year and returned basically everybody. So it is what it is. We got popped in the chin, we got popped in the mouth, and we found out. We told the kids, hey, if we want to talk about long-term getting down the road in the playoffs, those are teams we're going to have to play. And so we got to experience that very early on in the season. Got exposed in some areas, internally as a coaching staff, as a group of kids, everything else. Good learning experience from us, and now we're looking at Jackson.
Talking with Coach Greg Dolson with the football team here at Tecumseh. Cave on Campus being brought to you this morning by Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Chevrolet of Clinton, Lenawee Now with the Lyons Center for Workforce Development, and Long Motor Sales right down the road here in Tecumseh. You talk about Jackson. Let's first talk about those Vikings. You've obviously had some film on them from years past, but how do they look this year?
They're going to present a problem, no question. They always have speed on the edges, all over the place. They're breaking in a new quarterback. You know, the head coach over there and I last night were talking about the league and where we thought everybody was, and you know, we kind of feel like the league right now in the top four or five teams is a 50-50 league right now. Everybody lost a lot of guys last year. Everybody's kind of breaking into new quarterbacks, and the exception to that rule obviously is Adrian. They're the team this year that brings back everybody and a quarterback. So you know, Adrian, Chelsea, those games are going to be 50-50 games for us where we're going to have to play some really good football. Jackson kind of took one on the chin a little bit against Monroe in week one and then turned around and played a lot better football. I think they kind of established their identity a little bit more last week. They ran the ball almost 50 times in that game against Jackson Weatherly. So I think they finally figured out who they were last week. They're a team just like we are. They're hungry to get back to, you know, winning the league championship. They've done that in the past. They've had some success in the playoffs. I just got a lot of respect for those guys. They're going through a lot right now. They lost a kid, early on in the season. A young man in their program passed away. Then they had an issue with a fire in Jackson, and they were dealing with some things. So, you know, it's a team that has been persevering through a lot of stuff. And then they get to play football, and that's what they're excited about. So for 2 hours tonight, all that stuff's going to be put aside, and they're going to come out and compete. And we got to match it. You know, talk about every week. Last year we were the champs, and everybody's not forgotten that. You know, we got into a high-scoring affair last year with Jackson where we put 69 on them, and I'm sure that they're talking about that every single day at practice. So our kids got to be ready to go right out of the gate. senior night tonight. So I'm sure that our seniors are going to want to come out and put a good show on for their parents tonight. So we'll be ready for that.
Early senior night.
Yeah, we like to do it early in the year. We try to get the good weather as much as possible.
Okay.
We have an event at the end of the year where all the kids that are in fall sports get acknowledged, but there's just so many kids here participating that we go earlier in the year so our group can kind of get acknowledged. So tonight is our senior night. We got 21 kids that we're recognizing. One of the bigger groups that we've had. We've been lucky. Last couple years we've been graduating 20, 22, 23 seniors, which is a good number for us. And this group we really like as well. We got a lot of great character kids in here, a lot of good leadership kids, great students, and they're trying to make their mark right now too.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big mark to follow up from last year. I mean, last time we talked, we were out in the metro area and took a tough playoff loss, but that was after a historic season for Tecumseh football. Through the off season and summer workouts, obviously there's some differences between this year's team and last year's, but has that shown up on the field in terms of strategy, or is it going to be the same kind of Tecumseh team that fans saw last year?
Well, I think when you look at that group last year, there's certainly areas where we had a size advantage or we had a speed advantage, and certainly, Jake Burns was a three-year starter at quarterback. Most of those kids were three-year starters for us. This group is not that same group, but what I think that this group has learned from that group is to compete. And I think anybody that was at that game last week and our parents and our community and people outside of that, our town, sure, we got smacked, right? We got punched in the chin. But I think to that group of seniors' credits is they kept coming back. We'd get knocked down, they kept coming back. And that was very, something for us to build on. And we didn't lay down and we didn't quit. And I think that this year's senior group picked up on that from the last year's senior group. And they're ready. I mean, this week they have been, we've had one of the better weeks of practice we've had in a long time. They really took ownership of that loss. There wasn't any finger pointing or anything like that. It was, all right, we got to put our button up a little bit here and tie our boots up a little bit tighter and get after it this week in practice. And they did. And so they are excited about tonight so they can put last week behind them.
Yeah, I went out to the Chicago area last week for Adrian College, and not the prettiest game overall, but when you look at the grand scheme, a game like that out of league just gives you another teaching opportunity. It doesn't impact the ultimate goal of defending the SEC wide championship. So and you start that tonight, you got to be excited to be playing teams you're familiar with and a chance to defend that championship.
Yeah, and for us it's just Jackson tonight. We talk about just trying to be better today, and that's all we're really worried about right now is being our best tonight, being the best versions of ourselves tonight. We talk about chasing winning all the time in our program, and that's what we're going to do tonight. And we tell our kids all the time, winning's not guaranteed. We can play as hard as we want, practice as hard as we want, but it's not guaranteed. But if we don't chase winning, we already are losing. And so that's what they're going to do tonight. They're going to go out, they're going to compete as hard as they possibly can, and then we're going to be ready for Monday after that. So we're just excited to play football. We love playing football at home. We love it when the community's here. It's also youth football night tonight. So it'll be a great, great environment. There'll be a lot of people here. The vibe around the building on Fridays, we like to call it Feel Good Friday around here. And it's just a really, really good vibe in the building. And so it's just really cool to be a part of this town and when things are going well athletically for us. And you saw that in the fall or in the wintertime with the basketball team, and our spring sports have had a lot of success. And when those things happen, this community really rallies behind it. And it's just nice that the football team gets to play that one little part of it.
Yeah, it can really snowball from season to season, and a lot of the athletes play sports in all those seasons.
Right.
All right, one logistics thing for the fans.
Sure.
SEC, Southeastern Conference, are they sticking with digital tickets. Do you know how we're doing that this year?
Boy, I'm sure that there's a large contingent of people that would say, get it out of here and let's go back to cash. And then there's another group of people that really enjoy it. That's a great question for John Zajac and the ADs. You know, I understand, like, we went to Chelsea last week to watch that football game, and, you know, we were able to get our tickets. And the cool thing about it was, you know, when they were, they lost power and they were able to communicate through GoFan to the people that had bought tickets that they were in a power delay. And so you got to know that. Had you not had that technology, you'd be sitting around going, like, what's going on, you know, and you show up and you pay cash. So I understand the whole thing of it. I think that just that's where the world's going in terms of less cash. You know, people are just using cards and things like that nowadays, and I think that this is just an extension of that. But sure, like showing up and not knowing, you know, and then you're trying to fumble around with your phone and the Wi-Fi and all that other, I understand it's cumbersome. Yeah. But I think now we're into year three of this, you know, so by now we're hoping that people are kind of getting used to this. But, yeah, it's a challenge, no question.
Okay, well, I'll catch John on the way in.
Yeah, for sure, ask him.
We can confirm it with him.
And I'm sure Mr. Roberts probably has an opinion of that as well.
Yeah, he probably does, too. Well, Coach Dolson, we appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight, and we'll be here broadcasting your game against Jackson.
Yeah, and I say this all the time, but I really do appreciate what you guys do at WLEN for high school sports. And promoting the kids and things. I think that's just a really cool thing for the community to be a part of, and I just can't thank you guys enough for doing that.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. We'll see you guys later tonight.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Greg Dolson with the high school football team here at Tecumseh.